This is the listening section of the Showa Women's University Junior High School Returnee Entrance Examination. Part 1. Number 1.
Hi, so I was thinking, what shall we do for summer vacation this year?
Why don't we go camping in the mountains?
That's a nice idea, but we did that last year. What about going to that island you want to visit?
We could do that, but it's peak season and it'll be very expensive.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to go camping? Number 2.
Sally, I heard your cat went missing.
Yes, but fortunately I managed to find him quickly. He was in a tree in the park.
Oh, did you go and look for him in the park?
No, my friend was jogging in the park and heard him crying for help and recognized him.
Question. How did Sally find her cat? Number 3.
Oh, you didn't cycle to work today, Alex.
No, I've been taking the train recently.
Why is that? You don't like cycling when it's raining?
No, I injured my leg playing soccer, and I'm waiting for it to get better.
Question. Why didn't Alex ride his bike to work today? Number 4.
Hi, I've decided to start learning Spanish, and I've heard good things about your school. How much are your lessons?
Well, the group lessons are the cheapest, at $25 for a one-hour lesson. Private lessons are a bit more expensive, $50 for 45 minutes.
Okay. I don't want to be in a big group because I won't be able to speak much. How many people are in a group lesson?
There are between 3 and 10 students in a group lesson.
Question. What do we learn about the woman? Part 2. Number 5.
You look terrible, James. Are you okay?
Not really. I've had a bad stomach ache since this morning.
Oh, dear. You should go and see a doctor.
Number 6.
Amy, could you tidy the classroom for me this afternoon?
But today is Friday. It's your turn on Fridays.
I know, but I have to go to my violin lesson, and I'll be late if I clean up. Please.
Number 7.
Excuse me, I'm looking for La Plaza restaurant. Isn't it on this street?
Yes, but it's at the other end. It's quite far from here.
Oh no, is there a bus?
Number 8.
Waiter, I've heard that the pizza is really good here.
It certainly is. We have the best pizza in town.
Which one would you recommend?
Part 3. 1.
Welcome to Jungle Adventure. We offer you a 3-hour experience in a real-life tropical forest where you can see, hear, and smell all the sights and sounds of the jungle. Tours start on the hour, every hour, from 10 a.m., and your guide will show you the unique plants of the forest and point out all kinds of wildlife on the way. We ask that you don't take any food with you or touch or remove any of the wildlife, and please wear sensible footwear. Your guide will provide you with a free bottle of water, and our photographer will be on hand to take photos.
Number 9. Question. What does Jungle Adventure offer? Number 10. Question. What shouldn't you do on the tour?
Today on the show, we have a media expert, John Crow, who's going to tell us about fake news. Hello, John.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, what is fake news, and how can we spot it?
Well, fake news is information in the media which is designed to look real, but isn't true, and which a certain type of person may believe. Sometimes it's quite hard to tell what is fake and what isn't.
That's true. Why do you think people create this false information?
There are various reasons why people create fake news. Some have political reasons, to make their opponents look bad. Other websites deliberately publish fake news as a humorous comment on our society and current news. Another group is in it for money. People clicking on entertaining fake news stories can bring in a lot of advertising revenue.
So how can we believe what we read on the internet?
That's a good question, Susan. The most important thing is to check whether the website you are seeing is a trusted source. Check the About Us section of the website, or do a search to see if the story you are reading comes up on other reliable mainstream sites. There are also websites which are dedicated to revealing stories and rumors on the web which are not true.
That's a good resource to use. I hope we can stop the spread of fake news.
Yes, it spreads because people believe what they want to believe and they don't trust the mainstream media a lot of the time. They think that many newspapers and websites have a political bias. We should always fact-check the things we read and tell our friends if they share something which isn't true.
That's great advice. Thank you for your time, John.
You're welcome.
Number 11. Question. Which is not mentioned by John as a reason that people make and share fake news? Number 12. Question. What does John say we should do when we read things on the internet? That's the end of the listening section.